You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
So we overcome by our
faith.
If I don't have faith, I can't
overcome.
Don't care how much I want to overcome, no matter how tired I am of not overcoming. If I don't choose to live by faith, I cannot be an overcomer. Because we overcome, according to 1 John 5 and 4, through our faith. Our faith, number one, receive this tonight. Faith is living by the word. Faith is living by the word that comes from God. Living by the word that comes from God. The written word comes from God, but you also have to live by the preached word. You have to live by the word that God gives to the preacher. Listen, you got to live by that word no matter what's going on. No matter what's going on in your life, you have to learn to come to church and live according to what God has given the man or the woman of God. Amen. For the scripture said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? But by what? That proceeds out of the mouth of who?
God.
You got to be able to receive from God, and you got to be able to live by the word that God chooses to indirectly give you through an anointed vessel. He expects you to live by that. I don't care how rough things have been. If you come to church and God is talking about turnaround, that turnaround is here. He expects right then and there, the moment you hear that word, he expects you to start believing that turnaround taking place. And then leave church with a mindset that you in a turnaround. You in a turnaround. No matter how rough it's been all that day, I'm in a turnaround. And when you begin to think turnaround and talk turnaround and make choices based upon turnaround, then it says about you, you living by what? You're living by what? Now, the world, understand what the world is. He ain't talking about no trees and creeks and rivers and oceans. He talking about that which is contrary to the will of God. See, you going to face things in your life that are contrary to the will of God. You will at some point get a word from God. And then after having received that word from God, seemingly everything that can go wrong will begin to go wrong in your life. And you have to live by faith or live by what God said and not what you see. And some folks are quick to say, well, what pastor said is not what I'm seeing. Well, in one sense, that's the way it's supposed to be, because God don't want you living by what you see. He wants you living by his word. And somebody shout, that takes something. Shout again,
that takes something.
Listen, when you are accustomed to living by what you see, and then all of a sudden you are not going to have that to be the primary thing that governs you. Man, that's going to take something. Do y'all hear me? That's going to take some of us there right now. Better here, better what? Coming. But in the midst of better being here and better coming, you going through some stuff, right? But for those that live by faith, you are not allowing what you see to depress you. To oppress you. Right? If God told you to do something, you're going to get up and do it. You're not going to let an oppressing spirit hold you down. Because when you do, when you let what you see or what you hear hold you down, and you don't get up and do what God told you to do, like it or not, you living by sight. You ain't living by faith. Right? If God say get up and do something, you ain't even got the money. You supposed to get up and go. Right? You ain't supposed to say that to my, well, I ain't got no money. Did God say anything about having it? If he just said go, you need to just what? Go. Then you living by what? The word. Or you living by faith. Y'all with me? Definition of overcomer. Someone who lives by faith in order to be what? In order to be what? What's another word for victorious? Come on, hold on. Raise your hand, then I want everybody to hear. Shout it out. What you say? Successful. I like that. How many want to be successful? How many want to be saved? Do we have anybody in church tonight want to be a failure? I got to make sure. Okay. So we all want to be successful. Okay. What's another word for victorious? Overcomer. Something else. Victor, to be victorious. Somebody else. What's another word for overcoming? Yeah, to be triumphant. In other words, we're looking for more words that are synonymous with victorious, successful, triumph. How many want to triumph? How many want to triumph in life? How many want to triumph over your enemies? Yeah. Somebody else, you got another word? Productive. Yeah, I like that. Productive. How many want to be productive? How many want productivity in every area of your life? How many know that's possible? All right, that's good. Well, I'm liking y'all tonight. Ambitious. Okay. Now notice again, someone who lives by faith in order to be what? Victorious. So if y'all want all them things you name, you got to live by what? You got to live by faith. Definition of mentality. Let's understand what our mentality means. A person's what?
Mindset.
A person's what?
Mindset.
Just look at somebody and just say, how you think, matters.
Matters.
Tell somebody else, how you think,
matters.
Tell you that what you think about yourself, matters. That matters. I can't do it. That matters that you feel like you can't do it. It really do. If God want me to have it, then it's going to come to pass. No. How you think about yourself matters. Right? It's also a mentality of the person's mindset or a way of what? That person's way of what? That person's way of what? And see, like it or not, some of our ways of thinking, it's got to change. It's got to change. In one sense, some of us got to come up. We think too low. We just got to come up. We got to realize God with us now. You know the problem with a lot of folk, they done scrapped and struggled and scraped all their life. Then when they get saved, they in that scrapping and scraping mode. You know what I'm saying? They in that mode of, I got to do something. No. You in God now. You move off of direction. You move off of instructions. Come on, somebody. Because when you in that scraping and scrapping mode and believing God for something and seeing like God ain't moving fast enough, you're going to get yourself in some trouble. Like a whole lot of us that did in time past until we changed our mentality. Am I right? If that's you, wave your hand, let somebody know he's talking about me right now. But just say, but I've changed since then. Listen, there is a danger when a person scrapes, and claws for too long. There's a danger in that. That becomes your mentality. You know, I don't need nobody. I can do it. No, you need somebody. You need the right people in your life. If God calling for you to do something great, you need the right people in your life. Matter of fact, God gonna make sure he placed the right people in your life. Don't you run off the right people. Realize that you need people. That's good right there. Okay, now that also, your mentality also has to do with your frame of mind. Your frame of mind. Because your frame of mind will basically control your attitude. Yeah. Yeah, you see a person with a nasty attitude, I guarantee they got a nasty mind. That mind controls that attitude. Right? If you're going to be happy, it's going to be because of your mindset. It ain't going to necessarily be because of what you got in your pocket. If the only way you can be happy based upon having a whole lot in your pocket, you really ain't where you need to be. A good mentality says that even when this right here empty, I'm still going to be happy because all that's taking place, what? Upstairs. And when you learn to be happy right up here, sooner or later, what's going on down here, it's going to start changing. Am I right? So we got to watch that attitude. Okay, let's notice D. You must have courage, tenacity, and patience to be what? You must have, number one, what?
Courage.
Number two?
Tenacity.
Number three? In order to be a what?
Overcome.
Let's read that together on three. One, two, three. You must have
courage, tenacity, and patience to be an overcomer.
If I'm going to overcome, I need three things. Number one, I need
courage.
Number two, I need. And number three, I need. You're going to need these three things. Make a note of this right here. Every victory won't be easy. That's where you're going to need the components right here. Every victory ain't going to be easy. And I know, you know, for lack of a better word, easy. I mean, you know, that some blessing we get, man, it just seemed like it happened immediately. Anybody ever been there? It just seemed like, man, when you need it, it just, bam, you just, you know. But every victory, this is what we got to understand in the church. Every victory won't be easy. Won't be easy. Every victory won't come without pain, without discomfort. Matter of fact, to me, some of your greatest victories will be some of your most painful trials. Just stuff that you went through that was just, I mean, you could feel that pain. Am I right? You could feel it. So you're going to need, again, let's name these three things. Number one, you're going to need. You're going to need. And you're going to need. Write down this. Some look at people who are victorious, not knowing all that they've overcame. See, sometimes we got a tendency in the church to look at people who are victorious and think that they ain't overcame nothing. He ain't been through nothing. She don't know what it's like to suffer. How you know? You don't know her whole story. You don't know where the person coming from. You don't know what God brought them through. See, we have to be careful that we don't be too judgmental. More folk that you see that are very productive or successful in God, listen, saints, they've been through something. They've been through something. I should have got some old amen because some of us that are doing well right now, we done been through some stuff. Am I right? We've been through some battles. Am I right? It's amazing how good you look on the outside, but if folk could kind of see you, you know, in the spiritual realm, boy, some of us, we'd be all scarred up and you see what I'm saying? Because we've been through what? We've been through something. We finna move on into the teacher, but understand that again, because that's important right there. Every victory ain't going to be easy. And no need in you dropping your head when you start going through that. To my, why it is happening? Hey, it's what God done ordained. Saving, you done did something you ain't got no business doing, right? Now let's get into this. Number one, I want to deal with what courage is. I want to deal with what tenacity is, and I want to deal with what patience is, because I want us to have a good understanding. Number one, courage is not allowing fear to control what? Courage is not allowing fear to control your decisions or your what? Of course, we know 2 Timothy 1:7, God had not given us spirit of fear, but a love of power and of a what? Psalm 31:24 talks about be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, hope being synonymous with faith. But understand, we need courage. You need courage. When you're going through trials that's trying to tell you God ain't going to do what he said, you're going to have courage. When it comes to being who you know God has ordained for you to be, you got to have courage to step up and be who you know God has ordained for you to be and not allow fear, the enemy, the devil, demons, or people to hinder you from being what you know God had told you you are to be. Come on. You need that. In order to do what God done told you to do, you have to have courage. You have to have courage. Number two, you have to have what? You have to have what?
Tenacity.
Tenacity is being steadfast when the odds are what? Tell your neighbor, do you realize in some battles, the odds will seemingly be against you? Y'all ready for that? You ready for that day when the odds are stacked against you? That's what we call don't see no way out. Huh? Somebody there right now, the odds are against you. Anybody ever been there? Tell your neighbor that can also be some of your greatest victories. When all the odds were stacked against you, but you kept believing. You kept giving. You kept praying. You kept seeking. Come on. And then all of a sudden, breakthrough. Breakthrough. Why I say that can be one of your greatest victories? Because now you in a position to help somebody. You can tell somebody something now. Why? I've been through something. I've been there when everything was against me. I've been there when I didn't have the numbers or the resources I needed in order to do what God told me to do, yet through my faith, through favor. Do y'all not realize sometimes when you don't have the money you don't have, God can make it up by giving you favor. I was talking to somebody this week that God dropped favor on them. He gave them something from a natural standpoint they weren't supposed to get. They bid it on a job and wasn't even the lowest bidder and got the job. Tell them, you know what that is. Tell them, that ain't nothing but favor. You don't get the job most of the time if you're not the lowest bidder. Right? But God will call somebody to look and say, he ain't even the lowest bidder, but I want him to have it. How can God do it? Because the king's heart is in whose hand? And he can what? Turn it. He can just turn it. So that the king what? Favors you. Don't know you, but favoring you. Hadn't heard of you, but favoring you. Hadn't talked to you, but favoring you. Favor comes from God. Right? God sometimes gives his people favor to make up for what we don't like or what we don't have or what we don't know. When favor hits you, you may not even be the most educated. You may not even be the smartest, but you get the promotion. You wasn't even the most qualified, but because favor was on your life, you got the promotion. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Number three, you need what? Patience. Of course, you know, 1 Corinthians 15:58 talks about how be steadfast and move, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not what? In vain. So we got to be what? We got to be steadfast. You got to be steadfast. Patient. Patience is the ability to endure or persevere when setbacks what? When setbacks what? When setbacks what? Of course, Hebrews 10:36 talks about you have need of patience. And after you've done the will of God, you may receive what? The promise. But notice this again. Patience is the ability to endure or persevere if setbacks occur. See, some ain't got about three of you with me. If setbacks occur. Tell you, neighbor, that ain't what that say. Sooner or later, you're going to have setbacks. And just from a natural standpoint, don't none of us like them. We don't like setbacks. Because seem like, in my opinion, they come at the wrong time. They come when you think you're right there. Then all of a sudden, setback. Something you wasn't expecting happens. That's why you need that endurance. That's why you need that perseverance. When you didn't know it was going to happen, you got to realize God saw it. God know. You didn't figure that into your plan. Some of us have a plan where it just be A, B, C, arrive. And that's it. We just go A, B, C, arrive. But then you go A, setback. B, setback. 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 Uh-oh. Arrive. Setbacks will occur. Listen, when you have setbacks, that is the time your mentality is going to tell on you, whether you are a victor or a victim. See, folk, when they have setback, what mess them up is when they identify with that victim. Here I go again. I knew it was too good to be true. I knew something had to happen. See, you identifying with that victim. If this was anybody else, it wouldn't have happened like that. Come on. I just knew it. I felt something wasn't right. See, you identify with that victim. You identify with that victim. You got to stay in connection with that one that's victorious. Am I right? Now we're going to look at some examples real quick. Finna get ready to let y'all talk to me. Mark 5. We got some examples here. Notice Mark 5, 25 through 29. We're going to deal with the woman with a what? Look at your paper. We're going to deal with a woman with a? We're going to deal with a woman with a? And tell your neighbor, practically speaking, a flow of blood, a having one, is not a good thing. Okay, notice Mark 5. In verse 25, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd, touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made what? Immediately, somebody shout immediately. The fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the what? This is what we're going to talk about. In your opinion, tell me some things this woman had to overcome. In the text, tell me some things that you see that she had to overcome. That she had to overcome. Brother Q. Other people's opinion, how so? Okay, I like that. Other people's opinion. How many know one of the biggest things you're going to have to overcome in life is going to be people? People. Uh-huh. Sister, right here in the middle, sister. Uh-huh.
I would say loneliness.
Loneliness. Okay, feeling like she was by herself. Yeah, because we, in the text, we really don't, that's good, sister, because in the text, we really don't see where she had no support. Right? Now, she could have had it, but we don't see it in the text, right? So she had to, yeah, she had to overcome that. Uh-huh. Sister.
She was
I like that. So she had to overcome her own what? Limitations. Do y'all see that? She's weak. That's how you know she was weak. You can't bleed in your body for 12 years and not be weak. You know that woman was battling. Some of y'all women do it for a couple of days and about to pass out. This woman been going through for 12 years. Come on, ain't nobody but grown-ups in here. We can be real tonight. I mean, brother, I've asked the one, what's wrong with you? I ain't myself. Imagine 12 years. That woman done battled some stuff in her body. Right? Hold on, because y'all trying to, y'all remember what you're going to say now. Listen, whenever your body losing blood, that's going to affect the body. Do y'all understand me? She had to overcome her own limitations to get to where Jesus was, weak in her body, but still willing to press through the what? To press through the what? To press through the what? Do y'all really see that tonight? I want to move on, but do y'all really see that? Because when you got a victim mentality, if she was a victim, what's one thing she would have thought if she was a victim? If she wanted to play the victim? Uh-huh.
Why me?
Uh-huh. Maybe it's the way it's going to be. Too weak to tell the folk, let me get by. Uh-huh. She would never be healed. Somebody else. If she wanted to play the victim, what could have been her mindset? Uh-huh. Could have easily gave up. Why? What could have made her give up? The flow of the blood, what else? I like that. She had to get over the past. Had to get over what people done happened. Uh-huh. The setback, yeah, she experienced a setback. Is this not a setback? Is this a setback? You get to where he at, but it's a what? It's a crowd. You can't just walk up to him. If that ain't a setback. Lord, I'm trying to deal with this thing. Listen, in our mind, when you want to play the victim, you tell yourself stuff like, if it were God's will for me to be healed, then I would have got here and found him by himself. Right? That's how some folks think. If God really wanted me to be here, why couldn't I have showed up today and Jesus just sitting all alone and I just walk up to Jesus and just touch him? See, it didn't happen that way. She got there and had to deal with a crowd. That in one sense can be seen as a setback. She didn't visualize that, having to press through all these people just to get to him. Trying to show you what kind of mentality she had. What kind of mentality did she have? What kind of mentality did she have? Okay, somebody else tell me what she overcame. Uh-huh, first lady. And she had to overcome that, right? Mm-hmm. How many know sometimes in life you got to overcome what people do to you? Come on. Some of you right now thinking you can't do a certain thing because of what somebody did to you. You got to be able to overcome what people do to you. How many believe like I believe that all of these doctors went on the up and up? How many believe that? I don't believe all of them. I believe some of them knew they couldn't help her, but she had money. She had money? Yeah, come on in, make her an appointment. Knowing they can't heal her, can't help her, but she got what? Money. And I believe she didn't leave the doctors alone until her money got gone. And nobody ever wanted to see her. She had to overcome that. Listen to me, there's somebody here tonight. Sometimes you have to overcome what people have done to you in order to go on and get your victory. Uh-huh, sister. I mean, no, sometimes you got to overcome what you don't. But you don't have, this woman broke. Now right now I got a problem with some of y'all, because this woman done been done wrong by a doctor. She broke, she weak in her body, and she got more courage than some of you that ain't going through half of that. Uh-huh. Had to overcome her mindset. I like that. She knew because she what? She Bible says she what? Felt. She felt. She didn't wait around for no confirmation this. She got the confirmation what? Herself. She felt that she was what? Mm-hmm. Somebody else. Uh-huh. Pride and self-esteem. Yeah. When you go through that long, yeah, you probably going to have to overcome that. Uh-huh. I like that. I like that. A prolonged sickness. Like she said, one something that she'd been going through for 2 weeks. See, it takes something to overcome something that you've been going through for a long time. Something that you've been battling for a long time. Something that feels like or tells you it's going to always be with you. Yet God say to you, this your season to overcome it. You have to overcome it despite how long it's been with you. The only reason some of us broke is because that's what we identify with. We've been that way for so long that even when God sent a word, we don't think we can overcome poverty. Come on, because poverty been. Yeah, she had to overcome a prolonged sickness, no doubt. Listen, she had to overcome the spirit of fear. She had to overcome the spirit. How many believe this woman battled a spirit of fear? I'm not saying it overtook, but how many believe she battled that? I do. Why? Because I don't believe you can suffer that long without the spirit of fear showing up telling you, you're going to die from this. You're going to die. This blood will not stop. You can't keep putting out blood like this and live. You're going to die. She had to overcome that. Guess what? Sometimes stuff hits your body. You have to overcome the spirit of fear that's telling you something gonna take you out of here. Some of us don't know that's real right there when you battle sometime. Anybody else see something that she had to overcome? Brother Rodney.
Not only was it just 12 years, but according to this verse, everything that she tried made it worse. She was constantly getting worse.
Whoa, that's good. That's good. Not just trying to get healed, but getting what? Trying to get healed, but getting what? She had to what? Overcome that. Overcome the fact that, and cause some of us just, well, I tried. Uh-huh, Brother Wild? Huh? Whew, she just had to come. Overcome self-pity. It could have been easy for this woman just to sit down somewhere and say these words right here. I tried. I went to every doctor on the north side. I tried the doctors on the west side. I tried the shade tree doctors and I tried the Y'all know they're shade tree doctors. Y'all heard of shade tree mechanics, ain't they? They're shade tree doctors. Watch this. How many of y'all go to a doctor's office and actually read where they graduated from? How many ask to see that information? How many when you go to the doctor's office, you walk up there, you look and say, well, we graduated from Emory. Woo. Oh, that's good. Some of us don't even know. Listen, would that change your, now I'm getting all off now, but would that change your mindset if you go up there and you read, graduated from community college? How many of that is, 2-year degree in Caltech. Soon as the doctor walk in the room, you're going to be looking at him like, Caltech? I know some of y'all spiritual pastors wouldn't matter to me if God led me there. You okay? That's right. Because by law, she wasn't even supposed to be in public. She wasn't even allowed to touch nobody. And when she went out, if folk came near, she should have been shouting unclean. She should let people know she's ceremonially unclean. Wasn't even allowed to worship. She couldn't even go to the synagogue. She was unclean. So we don't realize that, but she had to what? She had to overcome that. She had to overcome who may see her in that crowd and know, hey, you ain't got no bit. Hey, look, don't matter what you think. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm after. Somebody else. Dean Cox.
She had read in the Bible that she touched the garment that was in the Old Testament, so she knows the Bible.
Okay. She may have knew what the word said about touching the hem of Jesus' garment and being made whole.
I'm sure she had an older,
because
12 years, it's probably been back then, it's probably, you know, they didn't have it there nowadays.
They're fresh. Sister, I'm amening you. Yeah, they probably one of the most pleasant woman to be around. We just dealing with the tech, yeah. You're right. She was giving off a spell. Yeah, that wasn't pleasant. Let's see, I'm hoping that word is challenging y'all like it is me. Yeah, everything we keep naming, she wasn't gonna let that stop her. I said, everything we keep naming, this woman had a mentality, that will not stop me. That will not hinder me from getting my healing. That will not hinder me from getting my deliverance. That will not hinder me from getting my money. That will not hinder me from getting the house. That will not hinder me from getting the job. That will not hinder me from getting the promotion. That will not hinder me from having the success. That will not hinder me from getting my healing. That will not hinder me from getting my deliverance. See, we got to make it personal tonight. You got to get over whatever trying to stop you. Because there will be some things that for you to have what God wants you to have, you got to overcome some stuff. For you to be who he wants you to be, you got to overcome. Somebody got to overcome shyness. God done ordained you to use your mouth to do something. How you going to be shy? Open up your mouth. And he gave you a gift to sing and you tell me, I just can't do it in front of people. What you talking about? How you going to help folks except you do it in front of them? You got to overcome that. Right? All right, somebody else, before we move on. We got another example,
I like how she didn't wait till the next time he came around. She pressed her way there, like, that's why it's so important.
Yeah. She overcame what some of us need to overcome, the spirit of what? There you go. Say it loud. Don't be afraid of. Don't be scared of. Shout it loud.
Procrastination.
Do y'all think she might have had a thought like, well, I'll do it tomorrow. For this year over, I'm gonna give a good offering for this year. I'm gonna put something up there that I know gonna please God. That's gonna call me. Not this son. It's coming though. I'm gonna put it off. I'm gonna bless the Lord. Boy, I'm gonna sow in the pastor, and I know when I sow into him, boy, there's some stuff gonna happen. Not tonight though. Not tonight. I'm gonna sow into that. So some of us are the biggest procrastinators. You know, going through it in her body, that woman probably had a thought of next week, doing it some other time. But she overcame that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's look at blind Bartimaeus. Oh, have mercy. We might finish this after all. Look at blind Bartimaeus. No, I don't know. Mark 10. See, if we go through that, now ask yourself, do you have an overcomer's mentality? Do you have it? Look at blind Bartimaeus, Mark 10:46. Now they came to Jericho. As they went out from Jericho, he with his disciples, a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still, commanding him to be called. They called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered, said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your what? Your what? Has made you what? Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. What did blind Bartimaeus have to overcome? What did he have to overcome? Somebody, what did he have to overcome? Brother Bo? Mm-hmm. But now notice what the text said, verse 48. Then many what?
Warned.
Y'all there? Then many what?
Warned.
Many what?
Warned.
So he overcame threats. Threats. If you don't be quiet, a warning suggests they told him in a way that if you don't shut your mouth, you don't know what's going to happen to you, you little beggar. You know how some of us treat folk as, you know, so everybody don't treat everybody the same. And if folk got money and look good, you may ask them to be quiet in a certain way. You know what I mean? Look at them and just say, would you mind just quieting down a little bit? But somebody old poor old beggar, man, shut up. Oh, go on, get out of here anyway, smelling. Don't need to be up in there. You need to do something about y'all folk laying up inside of the road. That's how we, you know, you see what I'm saying? But he over what? He overcame that. And kept doing what? Crying out. Like Brother Bo said, he got louder. Bartimaeus, let them folks know y'all ain't dealing with no pujo. Come on, somebody. What else did he overcome, huh? Yeah, didn't need him no more, did he? Bartimaeus was already showing that his mentality didn't change. He got up going to Jesus, hadn't even been healed. But Bartimaeus was like, I ain't going to need these no more. I ain't finna need these no more. It took them all, throw them what? Aside. Wasn't going to need them no more. Lord have mercy. That man already was changing. Overcoming in one sense, fear. Fear of what's going to happen when he get up there. Bartimaeus knew he was going to get his healing. Somebody else, what else did he overcome? Uh-huh. I like that. Again, his physical what? Limitation. He didn't lie. I'm telling you, God speaking somewhere, we allow our physical limitations to stop us from doing certain things. You sit back talking about what you ain't got. What if Bartimaeus would have said, I can't see. He had feet. Did he use his feet? He probably used his hands. Am I right? He'd use whatever he could to get to Jesus, but he didn't allow his physical limitations to stop him from getting what he desired. We got to be that same way. Somebody else. Deacon Maynard?
I think he had to come over with a spirit of depression.
From being a beggar? Okay, for being a beggar, yeah, no doubt. He probably was depressed. But then there are some happy beggars. You see folks on the side of the road, they act like they way more happy than anybody you see in church. Y'all ain't never seen them out there? I mean, they don't look that, they don't all look beat down and just, I seen them with a sign up out there dancing. They upbeat. But yeah, you could be right though. Somebody else, answer, Sharon. You're right. He overcame. The odds were not on Bartimaeus' side that he was going to get his healing, right? Somebody else? What else did he overcome? Come on, bro, right?
He might have to overcome the mentality from what Jesus did. Jesus didn't come to him. Jesus stood still and called him to come to him.
I like that. So in other words, Jesus didn't immediately call Bartimaeus, right? Right? Bartimaeus had to what? Continue crying. And it's as if Jesus passed him, and then all of a sudden Jesus what? Stood still. Yeah, he had to overcome them thoughts of, well, he keep, what? Maybe he don't want. They told me to come to man of him. Maybe he don't want to heal nobody today. Maybe this ain't the day to get healed. Some of our thoughts, we ain't going to be real tonight, but our thoughts, uh-huh. Be willing to what? Ask. What did he do? He asked. Bible says you have not because you what? He asked Jesus. He asked Jesus. He put it to him. Ain't nothing too hard for you that I may what? Receive my what? Sight. Uh-huh.
I think he was very humble because he asked God to have mercy on him. So he repented.
He said, God have mercy on me. Help me. I want my sight. So he definitely cried out for some what? He cried out for some mercy. Miss Sinkfield?
I think he had to overcome doubt because he had to overcome
any negative thing that he had heard. I like that. Now, let me ask y'all this in the close. What are some things that we have to overcome? What are some things that we have to overcome? You could be talking about yourself. You could be talking about your cousin or somebody you know. What are some things we have to overcome? What are some things we have to overcome in order to have what God wants us to have, in order to be who God wants us to be, in order to do what God wants us to do? What are some things we have to overcome? Real quick. Laziness. Or somebody, Lord have mercy. Isn't that sad that some people could have but don't have because they lazy? Uh-huh, Mother Cocker. Slothfulness, same as what? Laziness, same category. They can't folk. Slothfulness and laziness are first kin. They first kin. Mm-hmm. So if you lazy, you gonna be slothful. They first kin. Mm-hmm. They cousins. Do what? Folk. Yeah, you gotta overcome people. Gotta overcome people. Some of us, that's our biggest problem is people. Some of you would really go on and be what God wants you to have, do what God wants you to do, and be who he wants you to be, but you waiting on somebody else to feel that same way. You gotta overcome people, including your spouse. Including, if you married and your spouse don't want it, that don't, you better overcome what they don't want and get what God got for you. Am I right? Uh-huh. Overcoming self. Yes, I'm a boy. Our biggest enemies is who? It's self. We got to deal with who? Uh-huh. Brooke, you? Past failures and mistakes. Some of us, we got to overcome that. Don't let the past define you anymore. Tell that to somebody. Tell them, say, don't allow. Past failures, mistakes, setbacks, and such like define you. Just tell that person, just like you an authority figure. Just tell them, say, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Uh-huh, sister. Yeah, we got to overcome what? Fear. You got to overcome fear. Uh-huh, sister Bree. Insecurity, got to overcome it. Somebody else, uh-huh. Feeling like it's too late. We got to overcome that. Uh-huh. Negative people. You got to overcome negative people. Brother Wiley. Doubt. Definitely got to overcome doubt. Uh-huh, Sister Alice. Procrastination. We talked about that. Family tradition. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Sometimes you got to overcome where you come from. Come on. You got to overcome where you what? Some of us, we don't like that. Yeah. You got to overcome where you come from. Because sometimes where you come from, I always try to speak to where you're going. You know, you're trying to go somewhere, but it's like where you come from, keep trying to remind you of where you come from. You ain't gonna be able to do it because of where you come from. You ain't gonna be able to have it because of where you come from. You have to overcome that sometime. Because, oh Lord, this is gonna be tough. Because when it comes to some of us, in certain senses, we didn't come from a whole lot. You know, I try to clean that up a little bit. So you gotta overcome that. I'm just being honest. Somebody else, uh-huh. Got to overcome low self-esteem, uh-huh. Got to overcome your surroundings, uh-huh. Yeah, Sister Bree. Got to overcome a negative mindset, Deacon Walker. She took it. Somebody else, we're in the clothes. I want to hear from some of y'all ain't heard from. What's some thing we got to overcome? Childishness. Oh, yeah, some of us need to lay aside being what? We need to grow up, right? Okay, Minister Barnes. Overcome what people say. How many know there are times you need to just get over what people say? Just go on and what? Just go on and just get over what they're saying, right? Uh-huh. Deacon, Minister Evans? Unforgiveness? Somebody, what's something else we got to overcome? Huh? Shyness? Uh-huh. Doubt and unbelief? Somebody else? Somebody that ain't heard from tonight. What's something we got to overcome to have what God wants us to have, to be who God wants us to be, and to do what he wants us to do? Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes you got to overcome family. Jesus said your foes are your enemies of your own what? See, some of your worst enemy going to be family. Going to be people close to you. I know some of you don't like that. But that's just the truth. You trying to worry about, hey, they ain't going to stop me. They ain't going to do that. You better worry about what's at your house. What's at your house is what's trying to stop you. Mr. Joshua. Yeah, we got to change who we hang with. Anybody else? We finna close. Uh-huh. Brother Nix. Fear of the unknown. Yeah, you definitely got to overcome that and trust who? And trust God. Uh-huh, sister. Oh, yes, Lord. How many had to overcome that trying to please everybody? Is that good? Because sometimes when you're trying to please God, you ain't going to please what? You ain't going to please everybody. All right, we're going to stop there. Let's give God a praise. Yeah, you're not going to please everybody.